The Importance of Knowing Jesus by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. It seems to me a lot more people are talking about knowing God and talking to God, but fewer people are talking about knowing who Jesus is. The problem with this is if we don't know who Jesus is, there is no way we can know who God is. You can't have God and not have Jesus Christ. It just will not work. Jesus Christ is God, and God is Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. Jesus also tells us, "I and my Father are one." John 10, verse 30. So if we're going to go to the Father, to God, the only way to do this is through Jesus Christ. If we go through another means, we are not accessing God at all. He will not know us. I came to know a wonderful group of people recently who profess to love God and talk to God. But as I came to know them, I came to understand more and more that they were believing in accessing God through spiritual guides. They use people who have passed away and they believe they live on and guide them to God. When I came later to talk to the Lord and asked him about this group of people, he told me he did not know them. He loves them and wants them saved, but he tells me he did not know them. Simply put, if you don't know who Jesus is, you don't know who God is. Unless Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, is your guide, you don't have God. He doesn't know you. Furthermore, when I was asking the Lord to show me what was going on with this group as they were singing the name of their God while I was in the midst of them that day, the Lord begins to show me a vision. As they were chanting, the wind started to pick up. I saw this in my spirit. In reality, no one could see this. It was just them singing their song. But now the Lord was showing me what was happening in the spirit realm. The wind began to pick up even stronger and stronger in response to their singing. It was swirling and swirling and moving in the room. Then all of a sudden, an evil spirit from the right back corner of the room flies through in the midst of them to the front left of the room. I felt this evil presence so strongly and saw him in my vision that it jolted me right out of my vision. It creeped me. All I can say is, I'm so glad I did not see this in reality, because I probably would have run out of that place. And I do remember thinking to myself while I was there that I want to get out of here. Instead, I prayed in tongues, worshiping the Lord and saying to him, "You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, Lord." I knew that there was nothing to be afraid of because the Lord was actually comforting me through the process. Besides, the Bible tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. Again and again I worshiped the Lord as they sang and chanted. I said to the Lord, "You are holy, Lord, you are holy," and worshiped him in my heart and in my soul and in my spirit and spoke in tongues. Finally, I said to the Lord, "Okay, Father, enough of this, end it." A couple of minutes later, it did. They stopped. The Lord showed me, unless we have the Spirit of God in us, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we have no recourse. We have no protection from any evil spirit that will come. Satan came to me even later on and said to me, "I tricked you." Meaning he made me believe these people really had God. But it was counterfeit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost in my life who showed me he did not know them and that I needed to pray for them. Unless we have Jesus Christ, we are playing with fire. We have no protection from the principalities of this world. In the Bible, the Lord was the only one that could cast out devils, and he gave this power to the disciples who followed him. Besides him, there's no one else who has the power over the principalities of this world. Without Jesus Christ in you, you're a sitting duck. You've got to know him for yourself. I remember my experience with the Lord a few years ago, before I knew the full revelation of him for myself. When I finished talking to him and I wanted to worship God, I started to turn towards the window to talk to God in the sky. I saw Jesus in my mind sitting on my daybed. And as I turned away from him to start talking to God towards the window, Jesus asked me, "Why are you turning towards the window to talk to me?" I didn't know what to say. I was so surprised. And I knew right there and then that I couldn't lie to him, that he knew every thought and every secret I have in my heart. I must tell him the truth. This was before I came to know for myself how important knowing Christ is, who he truly was. Anyway, I told the Lord the truth. I told him it's because I believe that God, the Heavenly Father, was kinder and less strict than him. And that Jesus, well, truth be told, I didn't really believe he was fully God. I thought he was just half God or something. More like man than God, really. Then something remarkable happened. The Lord looked right at me and looked into my eyes, and he said to me, "But I am God." And when he said that, I saw him. I knew who he was. He is God, the Heavenly Father, God. Because one couldn't be God unless he is also God the Father. Isaiah tells us that the Son is the everlasting Father. He tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, verse 6. Besides, how in the heavens are you going to have your sins forgiven if you don't have Jesus Christ? The scripture tells us without the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sins. Without Jesus, we will be in sin, which means we will have no hope. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God. God is holy and pure. How in the world are we going to enter a holy place called heaven if we have sins in our lives? Who can forgive sin but God alone? Who, through Jesus Christ, has given us the atonement for our sins? It is so important to have Jesus Christ. We must not take him for granted. It is so important to not only accept him as our Lord and Savior and Master of our lives, but also come to have him in our heart and in our soul. We must know him and see him. We must have his Holy Spirit living in our bodies. We must have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, living inside of us as the apostles in Acts on the day of Pentecost experienced. Peter tells us, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. Apostle Paul tells us, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1, verse 8. Jesus tells us himself, but he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Luke 12, verse 9. He also tells us, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Luke 9, verse 26. It is so important that we have Jesus, that we love him and we know him with all our heart and soul. No one can ever take his place. I told a group who were seeking after spiritual guides that I have a spiritual guide too, and that his name is Jesus. And that he said he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one goes to the Father but by him. I told one of them my experience of Jesus telling me himself that he was God. She was actually surprised and shocked. She didn't know what to say. No one is like Jesus Christ who can take our sins away. There is no one like him. We must know Jesus because he is our only way to God. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11, verse 25. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your great love for me. I thank you that you are Jesus Christ. I thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Without you, I am nothing. I am lost forever. Father, I pray that you will please help me to know you truly for who you are. If I have you, I will have Jesus Christ too. If I have Jesus Christ, I will have you. Please, Father, help me to know you for myself, that you are the one who gave his life for me at the cross, bled and died for my sins. Without the shedding of your precious blood, I cannot be saved. Help me to know you and have you for myself today, Lord Jesus. I pray this in your wonderful name, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.